Hey, good morning. What's going on? Hey, this is your host, the one that popping the most, Ho-Boy Speech. And this is the mind of a black man. So here I am early this morning, just getting up, getting everything going. It's a rainy, almost snowy day here in Washington. Live close to Seattle. I don't know, 10 minutes away, 10, 20 minutes away from Seattle, where it pops off. And I just had a lot of things on my mind this morning, man, and I wanted to get back at you. I just wanted to get out about haters. Haters. The hater is the one that when you pull up with a nice car, they come up to your car and they say, oh, it's got a scratch on it. Or you show up and you're looking good, feeling good, and they want to talk about your weight. Or they always want to sit up here and broadcast and talk bad when you're around somebody you like or something. Just haters, man, haters. What can we do with them, man? Can we live with them or can we live without them? Sometimes some haters are the ones that fill you up, empower you up to get out there and do the best you can and be the best person you can. And sometimes it could turn out to be a hater is like a damn near a bully. You know, one of the worst individuals in the world. And bring you down and have individuals dying over it. But you got to be, as an individual, you got to be stronger than that. You can't let these individuals bring you down. I would have to say our president of the United States is a stone cold hater. Would you agree or not? You know, this is America. We can all have disagreements and all that. I would like to say he's a hater. Obama, he's been hating forever. He became a president because of Obama. And the karma is hitting him hard. Because he doesn't have the whole America having his side. When he could actually become, he could be great. But his personality of who he is, of when he's rich snobs, makes him become like one of the worst presidents of the world. That man could be the greatest president if he wanted to be. But he chooses to go a different route. And it just makes it really despicable. Well, anyways, you'll run into haters at job when you go to work and you're working your ass off. And they're intimidated by how good you work. That kind of hater. Or it could be a hater in your family that you didn't even know was hating on you until later. You know, or it could be a best friend that's a hater. And the sad thing about it is, it's almost like, is it really them that's that? Or is it just the devil coming at you through them? I don't know, man. I really don't know. But I do know one thing. I got a lot of haters in my life that I have dreams and aspirations, and I bring it up like right now, what I'm doing right now. I've asked tons of people to be on the show with me and situations like that, and they just come at me with shit. But when I blow up, but you know the thing about it is, I've already blown up. I'm here. I'm healthy. I don't need everybody else's to tell me that I'm this and that, and you know, I've done this and that. I'm doing it myself. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that's what it takes, is you believe in yourself, and no matter what individuals around you, they can't stop you, and they won't ever be able to stop you. I hope everybody out there is doing good. I hope your life is healthy. I just really do. I really hope that you're doing good in life, because the honest to God truth is, man, these days it's hard for individuals. You know what I mean? It's hard, real hard. And then when you got like a pale Komodo dragon, which is Donald Trump, on air, making it hard for any individual. I mean, me, way I see it is that anybody that comes to this country is welcome. I mean, how in the world the fuck did he can talk about who's not welcome when his wife can't even say America? Better yet, probably can't even spell it. See, all his wife's from a different country, but yet he wants everybody else not to come into this country. Listen, I love Mexican people. I love all my countries out there, all you good people. I love you all. Indonesia, Nigeria. I mean, all you guys are listening to me, and I love it, man. Thank you so much for your support. I really do. I mean, Taiwan, man, there's just so many, and I'm going to mention to everybody about them and how appreciated I am of them. I love you. But anyways, today is going to be, I don't know, man. Today's going to be a tough one, man. Only thing good is coming is probably the Seahawks game. And wish us luck, man, because it's going to be a tough game for individuals. But I don't know what the weather's like on your guys' end, but we got black ice and snow, and it's starting to get bad out here. Now, I'm a little worried while I'm driving right now, so that's why if I'm cutting in and out on you guys, because I'm doing my show while I'm in my car right now. So please, please, please be patient with me, all right? I put some defrost on my window, and for some reason, I'm not getting my defrost, so it's fogged all the way up. Anyways, this has been one of those days starting out this morning, but I feel good, and I hope you feel good, too. I come to take over this podcast and stuff. I come to take it all the way over with just my personality. I'm not going to sit up here and be on here, writing everything down. You never know. I might write shit down to get things better a little bit, but I kind of feel like the whole thing about being real to individuals and taking off the cuff off your mind and everything is what my listeners might like. And again, like I said, let me get off this right now while I'm driving. And, so I can be safe. I'm sorry about that, you guys. I'm kind of disappointed, but it's only safety first. If I don't keep myself safe, then I can not be on here anymore. But I love you guys, and I look forward to hearing from you. And if you can, please donate to the show, man. It only helps. Please. And thank you for listening in, and thank you guys for being there for me. It's only $4.99. But anyways, I'll talk more about what I'm doing with that and how I'm helping that, getting kids birthday presents and individuals down here that are poor, helping out with the homeless. I have it recorded of what your money does. I'm actually trying to make it so that there's homeless or individuals out here. You will see that the money will go to giving and making sure that the person that's eating are hungry or out there, that we're lifting them up, man, because that's what Po' Boy is all about. So hey, this is the Mind of a Black Man, early morning, January 7th, about 9:30. You'll hear from me in the next hour. Again, to all my people out there, I love you. This is the Mind of a Black Man, and this is DJ Po' Boy. Peace.
Anchor will distribute your podcast, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.